This is St. Louis Public Radio. What happens to all those used baseballs the umpires toss out of games at Busch Stadium? A listener recently submitted that question to our Curious Louis feature. To find the answer, St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard takes us to last Thursday night's game between the Cardinals and the Washington Nationals.
Ralph Tenyes works at the Cardinals Authentic Shop, located behind center field at Busch Stadium. He sells memorabilia, including baseballs, fresh from the field. Every two or three innings during a game, Tenyes makes the trip to the Cardinals dugout to fetch the baseballs.
All right, we're in the top of the fourth inning. There's two outs, and we're going to start heading down to the dugout now to see what kind of balls we can retrieve.
Tenyes grabs a tired-looking blue plastic sack from behind the counter that he uses to transport baseball history.
It's been used a couple years, but there's no holes in it, so I think we're okay. The ball shouldn't fall out or anything.
Tenyes is 71. He's a former St. Louis City police officer who has worked at the stadium since retiring from the force 11 years ago. He enjoys making the rounds between center field and home plate, and he's good at weaving through the crowds, fans, beer vendors, ducking under poles of cotton candy.
I get my exercise going down a couple times a game, but it keeps me in shape. But it's fun. Hey, how you doing? And we're making our way to section 145.
The playing career of a baseball is brief. Many end up in the stands. Umpires toss out dozens of others after they've been dinged by a bat or bounced in the dirt. On an average game day, between 40 and 60 used baseballs will end up in the authentic shop. Tenyes pauses next to the television crew that's behind home plate filming the game. The Cardinals are down 4-1, and Nationals pitcher Tanner Roark is on the mound. Tenyes keeps his eye on the baseball as Cards outfielder Marcell Ozuna smacks it into left field.
Okay, now let's see what happens to the ball.
Tenyes is surprised that the ball is used for several more plays. That's a long life for a baseball. After the ball lands in the dirt, the umpire hands it to a bat boy who delivers it to an authenticator sitting next to the Cardinals' dugout. Authenticators are off-duty police officers hired by a third-party contractor approved by Major League Baseball. They guarantee the authenticity of memorabilia used during a game. As the inning ends, Tenyes trots down the steps behind the dugout and quickly collects the baseballs from the authenticator. By the time he gets back to the shop, retail manager Ashley Brown has printed out stickers for each baseball.
We are actually able to see live feed of the balls coming off of the field as our authenticators are authenticating them. We're able to see as soon as a ball is tagged what it was, who the batter was, who the pitcher is, and what happened to it.
She says fans often want a specific baseball from a play they watched at the game.
With this series, the Nationals, you know, a lot of people want things from Bryce Harper. They're looking for anything that has his name attached to it. It doesn't have to be a hit. It could be just a pitch in the dirt.
Among the 17 baseballs in this first batch is the one Tenyes watched so intently on the field. He points it out to Scott Maycumber, a Red Sox fan from New Jersey, who's come to the shop looking for a souvenir. Maycumber pays $55 for the baseball and says it will rest well in his collection.
There's a story behind, you know, each one of these, where it was, what was going on. This is going to have a great story.
Prices for game-used balls start at $40, but Brown says the value is driven by the collectibles market. A single, hit by Cards catcher Yadier Molina, for example, will start at $125. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.